When it's time for your next real estate transaction, look to Helping the People for an innovative and socially conscious way to buy or sell a home. You'll be matched with a preferred realtor to lead you through the transaction professionally and efficiently. Plus, 25% of the commission is donated to support our veterans program. And that provides veterans with bathroom remodels for their service-connected injuries. So, you're looking to buy a home? Or it's time to sell yours, give them a call at 833-694-6636 or visit helpingthepeople.org. Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And, you know, this show has really evolved into a place where you can find all types of people and topics ranging from small businesses to empowering messages to nonprofit organizations and health and wellness and a lot more. It's a great platform. We're really getting a chance to deliver some amazing people, experts, and guests that have great stories to tell. I just want to thank everyone that's been listening and for our guests and experts for their contribution, because it's really creating an amazing community. And as a reminder, all of the guests and the experts, all of their information and all the shows and their phone numbers and their websites and a little information about each of them, they're on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. So I encourage you to go check it out. There's listed by different topics, so you can go in the episode section. And like today's guest, if you want to get something about business and coaching, you could just go and see. You could get a chance to get to know them. You could listen to what they have to say, see if this is somebody that you have that connection with. And not only do you learn something, but this is somebody that might you want to work with. Please, I encourage you again, it's go to the website to check out the information, get to learn who's in this community and get some valuable information. That's everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Speaking of Player FM, last week we were trending again for the 8th time. People are listening. It's because there's good content. And the guests that I have, the experts that are on this show, they really are at the top of their game, and they're there really to deliver information that's valuable. So again, I appreciate everybody for listening, and I appreciate the experts that come on the show to deliver some great messages that's really changing people's lives in many different ways. And I like to start the show with a little bit of a funny joke, just because it gets everybody in that mood, takes you away from your normal daily routine. That way you can focus on what we're talking about today. Get a little enlightenment about something other than the day-to-day. So quick little joke. So why did the physics teacher break up with the biology teacher? There was just no chemistry. I do need to mention that we do tape all of these podcasts in front of a live studio audience. So sometimes you hear some noise in the background. That is the audience. So we try to be very interactive, very, you know, very modern here on the show, on the Everything Home Podcast show. So, but today I want to introduce to you a really special lady. She is a very interesting and a very inspirational story, but that really does shine through in everything that she does. She has a small business background, but she has that corporate flair. Her background, where she's really bridging the gap between the corporate and the small business, she's doing some amazing things. She's just really been a pleasure to get to know and listen to. My guest today and my expert is Najine Rifat, and she goes by Nin. She's a business and leadership consultant and coach, and she's the owner of Nin's Dreams, from startup to scale up, and they are a one-stop business solution. So how are you today, Nin?
I'm good. Thank you, Michelle, for calling me, inviting me on the show.
It's just been really a pleasure to get to know you and really understand some of the things that you've done in the past. And of course, what you're doing right now with Nin's Dreams and the information you have really is critical. I think it's important. I think it's relevant to what's going on in the world today. And I've learned a lot and I've implemented some of that stuff into my own business. So I appreciate that. Why don't you give a little background about you and who you are, and then we'll just kind of take it from there.
It's really interesting when people ask you for your background and you have so much to share, but if you go by the highlights, then the work that I do is basically shaping people move past their obstacles and create success, which can be a definition for a coach or a consultant. I live in West Haven, Connecticut with my two wonderful sons and an adorable dog, Oscar. I really have to mention him because he means a world to us. And it's a beautiful place by the beach, a bit cold, getting chilly. I was talking to Michelle, it's getting chilly these days, so, but it's beautiful. I have a partner in Believing, which we can explain later, but then, a friend, 30 years, more than 30 years, we have been friends together. And he is also the partner in the prison at Nin's Dreams. And so we bring a lot together for our clients and make sure that people get what they are missing in their businesses or in their lives.
It seems like there's a lot of people that are doing consulting work and coaching work. And each one has such a different personality and a different approach. What are the three traits that make you different, that make you really stand out from some of these other people that are out there?
Michelle, if we have to highlight three traits or something that sounds completely significant about me being a coach, if I have to put three words, then it should be persistent, result-oriented, and authentic. But much more to it is that I come from a corporate background. As I said, that it's been like more than 15 years I've been in corporate world. And then I started my own company, Nin's Dreams, which is consulting and a coaching business altogether. So it's very important for clients to understand that I've been there. I've already figured out what works and what doesn't work, and have created a replicable system that people can use to start up or scale up their businesses. So it's a different, a complete different mix that I get it on the table for them.
You've done the corporate world, you're still in it, and gone through some of the trials and tribulations there, and now you're bringing that to the smaller business owners so they don't make some of those mistakes. Because when you're in a small business capacity, you can't really afford to. The bigger guys, they can. They've got the people, they've got the financial backing behind them. So it's really important to be in the right path and to have the right direction almost from the start. And then even if you veer off as a small business owner or entrepreneur, you can get back on track, but they need someone like yourself to do that. Why don't you kind of discuss some of the different things and the services and the strategies and the thoughts that you have and some other highlights that you want to bring to the front for the listeners to really get an idea of what you're all about?
There is a lot of confusion around in the world, and whether we have to have a business coach to do our number work, or do we have to have a business coach that has to work with the mindset. The difference between working with a business coach who works on your business plans, marketing, and strategic stuff is that, you know, they are focused on just doing your business part, but you cannot just let go of the important elements that make everything happen. Starting and then scaling a business is hard and scary, for sure. And we have the times when we have the moments that we feel we are in self-doubt, we are in fear, we don't know about how the product would do, and if we are receiving negative feedback, how are we going to handle that? So even if you have a strong marketing plan, even if you have a strong plan about how to market your product, like a vision, still those those moments when you feel triumphant or you feel failures, you need to have somebody to guide you through the process, because you are not meant to play small. You cannot give up at any point. When you're in the arena, you have to fight. You will continue to struggle, but there is no point that you are going to give up in the arena. So if a business coach has both the capabilities to handle your core business areas, which is like around your business plans, about your numbers, about your pricing, packaging, branding, et cetera, you name it. That's the core business. And then the other aspect is mindfulness, where the coach guides you that while you're implementing all this, there is you as a human who will be doing everything, you as a human interacting, feeling, going through the experience. And you need to have, you will have your moments, you will have times when you feel insufficient, you will have moments when you'll feel, oh my God, I did this so great. So for your celebrations, for your victories, and for your failures, you need somebody to guide you through that. You need giant steps persistently and consistently to make your dream come true, and then sustain the beauty and reality of that dream. And to make this whole thing happen, you need your partner in believing, which can be your coach, your business consultant.
I'm glad you brought up the two of them being in almost a partnership together, because most small business owners, it becomes an extension of their life. You know, it really is something where they're living it, doing it all the time. And I think maybe some of them do forget that they're still human. And the work part and the personality part overlap. The people in their lives on the social side and even their family members are all kind of thrown in this mix. And it really sounds like it's important to have a consultant and a business coach that really blends both of them together, especially as women. It's all together. It's not separate. And I'm sure you've seen that with some of your clients. Maybe men can separate it more so than women, but women just put it all together because it's part of who we are, right?
Yes, but as I said earlier, that, you know, I've been through this and I still go through these moments when I think that, you know, I have designed something, it didn't work, and then something worked really well. So in both the times, you need that mindset, you need that ability to move ahead, keep going, not giving up. So that's really important. And one more thing that I will always tell people, my friends, my colleagues, my clients, everybody, that treat yourself, your life, as the organization that you are leading. And what I mean by that is that for an organization, you have different functions. You have your HR to take care of your, you know, human resource. You have your finance to take care of your financials. You have your marketing and your branding to take care of your branding and everything. And when they all work together, they align together towards one goal, they become really big. They deliver the results. Now, if the same thing you apply on your life, on yourself, that you are the organization that you are leading, your life is the organization that you are leading. So there are components to it. Again, health. Your health is important. Your mindset is important. Your financials are important. And then how would you brand your authentic self before the world? You need partners who believe in you. You need friends who believe in you. You need people who can celebrate your life with you, who can be there when things are not going really the way you wanted them to be. And then when you bring everything in alignment, all these components, when you bring everything in alignment, then only you present the best of yourself to the world, and you give the best of yourself to the world. And it impacts in your business, and it impacts in the way you are in your personal relations also. So it's important. That is why I keep telling that, you know, we take our businesses so seriously. If we could just take our lives as serious as our businesses will start to soar automatically. That's how it is.
I think you just summed up so much so clearly for people. You just basically hit it right on the head. What's the best way that people can learn more about you and also give you a call or send you an email and visit your website?
Thank you, Michelle, for this opportunity. Nin's Dream, if you can see by the name has its own significance. Nin is what I was called by my dad. And Dreams is all about, it's my dream to make your dreams come true. And my dream will come true when your dream comes true. This is like a kind of an equation. The best way to contact us is either through the website, or you can send me an email at Najeen, N-A-G-E-E-N at nemstream.com, or call at 203-985-9590. how it works is that we have like first 1 hour of the consultation where I, you know, talk to the clients, understand what is needed, and it's whether they want services in their branding, whether they want services in their marketing or are starting the business as a whole, they want this idea to value a kind of a package. So we offer customized services on all these areas, and the coaching piece is not limited to business. It's also to leadership. Mainly, I would encourage women entrepreneurs or women leaders who are either hoping to start their own business or they are in their professional lives and want to move to the next level. So if we can talk together, we can figure out how to do that, and I can give you exactly, discover your why first, and then the process of reflection and imagining, believing, and then harvesting your dream. The whole thing will happen. Please feel free to dial in or send an email for a free 1 hour consultation, and then see what good I can bring in to make your dreams come true.
And then can you give the website one more time for me, please?
www.ninsdreams.com.
And before we end the show, what is one word that describes you?
Warrior.
I like that one. I didn't expect that. So that was perfect. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, my dear. Damn, that was perfect.
And I want everyone that this should be their one word, because each one of us is a warrior. As long as we are in the arena of life, we are warrior. We are fighting one thing or the other. And the best part is when you say warrior, that means you're not till your last breath. So that makes a complete full package.
What a great way to end the show. Nin, thank you so much for coming on. All of your information obviously is going to be on our website so that people can go ahead and get a hold of you and learn more about you and listen to this show over and over, because there's some really great stuff that you brought up. Even though we didn't spend that much time together, we definitely will in the future. So thank you again for having the passion for really helping people, and welcome to our community. I love having you here.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Take care.
It was Najeen Rifat, a.k.a. Nin, from Nin's Dreams. Special lady. Her whole background story, which obviously we didn't have time to go through today, is some powerful stuff. She's originally from Pakistan. She came here with her two sons in a whole divorce asylum situation. And when I first spoke to her, we were on the phone for quite some time, and I was just floored at the entire different world that I was opened up to and what she's overcome and the levels of success that she's achieved at her corporate job. And now she is doing such wonderful things, especially just right in her community there in West Haven area in Connecticut, especially with the Chamber of Commerce, to help other small businesses and women get themselves situated and get themselves to the next level. All of her information will be on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And as a reminder, all of our expert and guest information and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomepodcast.com. You can all listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Please like and follow us on Facebook at Everything Home Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.